All right, outside Comerica Park for the show on a Thursday. Tigers taking on the Twins, trying to take this series. Feels like keep the momentum up. This is a it's not a huge game. I mean, it's but it's you know I think keeping winning series keeps the guys fired up and makes it feel like they are continuing to climb. So and of course all the division games count a little bit more. So winning this series feels like it would be kind of a big deal. Don't want to overplay it. But I put some premium on today's game, Scott.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yep. all right. Look, we are unaffiliated fans of the NBA Finals. We don't really particularly like either team. My disdain for the Knicks goes back to last year, where they resembled a theatrical troupe in their series against Detroit, and the overall pervasive New York attitude is frustrating. There's all kinds of things to dislike about the New York Knicks. I have a problem rooting for a team that has had as much lottery luck as San Antonio's had. It's not their fault. Can't really blame them, but it is a remarkable fact. In the lottery 10 times, won it 3 times, never moved down in the lottery, have moved up 6 times. In the lottery 10 times, and they moved up 6 times. There's the obvious, which is the 3 times they've won it, every single time there's been a generational player. David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Victor Wembanyama.
Mm-hmm.
We've won the lottery here in Detroit, and we got a great player, and it's awesome. They've done that 3 times. 3 times.
Yeah, I mean, well, Pistons also kind of won the lottery when they moved up to number 2 and took Darko.
Blew it, yeah, so, but here's
that. But no, I understand. Yeah, it's there's reason to be upset.
Here's an underrated win: is the year the Pistons went from 1st to 5th, the worst case scenario. That was a year San Antonio moved up to 4th. They got Stephon Castle, who is a great contributing player to their postseason run. Detroit got Ron Holland. Maybe someday. We're not giving up, and I'm not trashing Ron Holland. But that's an underrated, huge San Antonio victory over Detroit. And I don't know that the Pistons would have taken Stephon Castle, but hey, look. So I don't like either team. I'm an unaffiliated fan. But last night was the kind of game that evokes emotion. And Kang back in our studios is pissed today about what happened last night.
Oh, boy.
Kang, you doing okay?
I didn't sleep as well as I thought I would last night, Doug. I actually was upset when the game was turned off. Like, upset. Like, I couldn't believe the emotion that came out of me. Because, you know, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I leaned towards San Antonio when the finals started. But I really didn't care that much, right? Because all the reasons you stated.
Right,
both
right.
teams, okay? But for me, this is a personal thing. Things that have started to bother me since the NBA Finals started. I never loved the Knicks fans, but now they're just obnoxious and uncivilized. Mm. They're attacking and jumping people in Spurs jerseys. They're attacking, you know, cars or whatever, fire, whatever is out there. You know, they're doing all that obnoxious stuff, too. And then speaking of Knicks fans, guys.
Yep.
The celebrities. I already couldn't stand celebrities in general. Just, you know, fake, look at me. But now it's way more look at me. The entitlement, the elite, the privileged celebrity row, sitting down. No, I'm sorry. They're not sitting down because they're always like, look at me. Look at me cheer on the team that
100%.
I love. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, and by the way, Taylor Swift is a Knicks fan now? Or she's showing up at games invading the NBA? Like...
She's been that way, Kang, since 2014.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Great. Uh-huh. Let's hand out shirts. And
how many games has she been to since 2014?
Yeah. No, she's sitting next to the Law & Order, NCIS, Special Victims, whatever, law and legal people. Okay, enough of that.
Yeah.
And then the former Knick players. How precious of them, Gator. They're all showing up. Like, I'll give certain guys a pass. Like, Bernard King, Walt Frazier, Patrick Ewing, those guys are legends. They're... But the rest of these guys are just journeyman guys that used to play for the Knicks one time that never won anything. It's actually kind of pathetic if you ask me, Gator. Like, they're acting like they are winning a championship. Oh, by the way, they're allowed to get up onto the court, too, by the way, and point out calls and argue with refs. That's precious. And then on this,
well,
I can't believe it. The last thing is...
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Mike Breen, to be honest with you. The guy who's calling the NBA Finals for ABC ESPN.
Yeah.
But this is like George Blaha calling the NBA Finals if the Pistons were in it. He calls the Knicks games during the regular season. And don't tell me he's not just a straight down the middle announcer. Last night, if you were watching the game, he actually used the announcer curse on the free throws to get the Knicks to get back, help them get back in the game. The Spurs were a perfect, I think, 11 of 11 from the line. And he pulled out the, you know, they're perfect from the line right now. He knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. And then they went on to miss the free throw. He wants the Knicks to win so bad. Don't hide it, Mike, anymore. Bang, double bang. Okay, enough of that. So, yes, these may be just me, okay? I've gone over that. I cannot believe that I feel this way. I didn't think I was going to feel this way, but now four games into it. And on top of that, now I don't like De'Aaron Fox. Sorry. This is like he caught a stray because of how poorly he played in this play in the second half.
Oh, he made some awful decisions. The going to the basket with 13 seconds left and a one-point lead when they could
even run Gronk know you don't do that.
even Gronk know
you dribble out.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, is anybody with Kang? Like, has this turned into the most annoying series ever in every way?
I feel like I said yesterday on the show that, you know what, I don't like either team, right?
Yep.
I lean towards San Antonio, but I don't really care about this series. I'm just watching
it.
I certainly don't want New York to win. Kang echoed everything that I feel about it. I absolutely now it's now I'm so pissed. The fact that they just piddled away that game last night, a 29-point lead evaporates, and then you still have an opportunity at the end. You're up by one. You've got the ball underneath the Knicks basket with 13 seconds to go. All you have to do is dribble out.
You're playing keep away.
You're
playing keep away.
That's all you're doing.
Yep.
And he's going to try to make the basket?
It's like
watching a football player inside of 2 minutes. Like there's an interception return. He's going for the touchdown, and he goes for the touchdown instead of downing it at the 1 yard line. Or a running back who all you need to do is run out the clock,
right?
Throw out of timeouts, take the knee, but instead they try to take the glory. And it backfires. That's what happened last night. And then when I saw Marik Saharguite get up there and hug OG Anunoby or whoever it was, like, oh, we're all old friends. And, you know, had I not seen a shot of earlier in the series where she gets introduced to him or to one of the other players, oh, I just think you're so good. And I'm like, these people are so freaking privileged. It's unbelievable. I don't want to see these celebrities anymore. And you can't help. You can't swing a dead cat without seeing it. Sorry, I don't mean to take your line, Doug.
That's all right.
But you can't do that without seeing some celebrity. And they keep showing it. Why? I guess ratings. But, I mean, the rest of this country, I'm sure we're all sick of it. I'm ready to put a ban on watching any Adam Sandler movie.
You know, it's funny because what I can't stand is the tycoon fan. The fan that drives the prices up for all the seats and prices the fans out. And I don't have, like, the real fans. I don't have a ton of sympathy for Knicks fans. But I think one of the most hysterical things that have ever happened was the tycoon fan drove up the price of Game 4 tickets. When the Knicks were up 2-0, they skyrocketed. They went through the roof. Why? Because tycoon fan wanted to be there when they clinched the NBA. Then they lose Game 3. Those tickets plummet, absolutely plummet, because now tycoon fan.
Well, I don't want to go now.
Yeah, it'd be. I mean, it. You know, going up 3-1. I only want to be there when they win. Talk about trying to co-op somebody else's success.
And remember how early in the show today I said that? Look, I'm not rooting for my narrative when it comes to the baseball team. I was rooting for my narrative last night, because I had said that I thought the Spurs were going to go and win it in six. Lose the first two and then win the next four. And at halftime last night, I was smiling pretty wide. And then that happens?
Right.
Don't do that.
It's funny, Kang, you bring this up. I'm so mad at the Spurs. I don't even like you to begin with. But early shot clock threes when you're up 20-plus points. Did you see the scoring by quarters by chance?
Yes. First of all, before you mention it, I will say this. The stat was that the San Antonio Spurs had scored the most points at halftime of a visiting team in NBA Finals history. The most.
76, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them.
Then what happened?
Here they are. Here's their scoring by quarters. 41 in the first.
Wow.
35 in the second.
Wow.
14 in the third. 16 in the fourth.
30 points in the second half.
How do you do that, man?
Well, you play the Pistons. That's what the Pistons did to Orlando. They did that to Cleveland. But the Knicks did it to San Antonio after that kind of a start?
Damn it, San Antonio. The monster that they have unleashed in level of annoyance for all the rest of us makes me really mad at the Spurs.
You know what else is emerging for me? Victor Wembanyama is fast becoming my top 10 most hated players in the NBA.
Really? I want to hear more on that. But anyway, what have been your emotions watching this unaffiliated series between two annoying organizations? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson outside Comerica Park. Talked Tigers most of the first hour last night. It was a historic comeback. 29 points down in a must-win game, and the Spurs blow it and unleash the monster that is Knicks mania.